This is DJ May. Welcome to The Seed here on radio.dominican.edu. It's a beautiful day today, Monday, November 11th, 2013. Before we jump into our topic today, I want to welcome DJ Oz to the show. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, DJ May.
You're welcome. I'm sure that you'll lend some great insight to our topic today.
I hope so.
Yes. Yes, we'll be talking about relationships.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And you seem very level.
I seem. Well, yes, we'll see.
A gentleman.
Oh, okay.
Before we get into this juicy topic, I'd like to take a few moments to commemorate all of the veterans out there. And DJ Oz is a veteran himself.
I am.
I just learned this.
I know. I thought you knew that before you...
No, I didn't. But I wanted to... ask you a few questions.
Sure. Shoot.
So you were in the Army.
Correct. I was in the Army from 1992 to 2000 for 8 years. Yeah.
Wow. Did you see a lot of things?
Yeah. I mean, it's good and bad. Yeah. You know, I think the best thing, and I think pertains to this show, is relationships between people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have a lot of friends to this day that I talk to almost on a daily basis.
Really?
You know, that we serve together. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very good. And did you have to relocate?
I did. Well, I lived in South Korea for over a year. Wow. Yeah, that's when I first went in the military. That's where I was stationed.
How was that?
It was cold. Very, very cold.
Yeah.
No, it was absolutely great. I mean, there was a lot of stuff, but a lot of off-duty experiences. Mm-hmm. It's funny because when you're 18, 19 years old and you're trained, you know, you're trained in the military, and then you go out and they send you there to a place, and then now there's absolutely like no rules. When you're off work, you go to work. That's what the Army is you go to work. You wake up in the morning and you exercise and you go eat and you go to work for 8 hours and then you're off. Mm-hmm. So you basically you learn a lot if you go out and experience the country. Uh-huh. Yeah, you don't want to stay locked in the barracks for a whole year. I think that's where people get bitter.
Yeah. Yeah. And you left before 9/11.
Correct. I got out in 2000.
So you were in the fortunate.
Most, right. I was fortunate to be in one of the most stagnant periods in military history.
Yes.
Yeah. But I came out and I'm okay, I think. That's for you to determine.
Well, we will be able to make a judgment after this show.
Okay,
no,
we'll
I'm just
see.
Kidding. No judging here.
We get callers in saying if that guy's, you know,
that guy's,
that guy's sane or not.
Well, thank you, Oz, for sharing that. Thank you for also serving our country.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, before we get into the topic, I thought we might take a little break. And I wanted to sort of get you guys in the mood as we discuss relationships.
Oh, candlelight music.
Yes, candlelight.
No Michael
Bolton. Love
Bolton.
Music.
No one. let you be better off, or you liked it that way.
We're back.
We are. Were we on mute the whole time or no?
Yes, we were.
Oh, man, we missed a lot. That's okay. We can just kind of rehash that.
This is DJ May, and you're listening to The Seed, and I'm here with DJ Oz.
Hello.
And he has been so noble to come in here and talk about relationships with me. I hear some music going on. Do you? There we go. Okay. We're back. Here we
are. That's very subtle.
So this is radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ May, this is DJ Oz, and we're just going to get right into relationships.
There you go. Why not? the meat and potatoes and nitty-gritty of all the that's what people want to know about.
Oh yeah.
They don't want to hear me read news or anything like that.
Me neither. I talk about, you know, new world order and like,
yeah, exactly.
All these we want to know what, you know, what
exactly
relationships are
yes
about. Why
yes
isn't this working? What's going
oh
on?
Oh boy.
Yes.
Maybe we can, you know, talk some situational.
Yes.
Yeah. Some situations.
Theories, but no. Okay.
We're going to have a test on this later.
Yes.
Those
we're
who
test
fail
you,
will
Oz
not be in a good relationship with others.
Okay. So, first of all, what do you feel is essential, Oz, before getting into a relationship? What do you feel that it's necessary to consider before, you know, you look at a girl and she's in the coffee shop, and what should someone think about?
Well, I think you should get rid of any preconceived notion about what that person may be like. They might be apparently snotty, you know, they might be, you know, it looks like they have their nose up in the air, and you start to get all these, you know, these
you
motion
start
pictures.
Dreaming.
Exactly. You
Your imagination runs
exactly
wild.
And you have no idea what that person's like. Oh, you know what, that person, I said hi and they didn't say hi back to me, so they got to be this, and this.
Mm-hmm. They could have had a bad day.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. then I think if you look around, a lot of people, you know, not everybody's going to come up and say hi to you and shake your hand. Well, especially not in California.
Really, it's different.
Really, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And
that's interesting.
I think overall you need to be very comfortable with yourself and where you are in life before you even start to bring somebody in to mm-hmm. your to a relationship with you.
Yeah, and I was doing some research, and I saw something that really struck me, that you should recognize what your motivations are before getting into a relationship.
Right.
You know, do you want a relationship just for that someone because you're lonely? Do you want the person because you want sex? Do you want the person?
They need to know.
They need to know.
Absolutely. They need to know every motive,
mm-hmm.
you know, that, because like you said, like we were talking about before the show, mm-hmm. Without that foundation.
Pre-show.
We were sitting out in the hall. Because that means that if you're not honest and you don't tell somebody that, you're going into the relationship with the wrong intentions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going on, you know, these misconceptions,
mm-hmm.
and it's bound to fail.
It is.
And then, you know, everybody's going to find out.
Yeah.
You know, the each side's going to find out. What are you going to hide? You know, and and out of desperation, people kind of want to hold that together, so they want to tell them.
Out of desperation.
Loneliness. And say, well, you know, if I don't lie that this person's going to leave me, well, you know, how, the relationship's not going to have any, you know, have an essence to it.
Yeah, it's going
to
be kind of vacuous.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, like I said, I'm not Dr. Phil. But this is just from experience.
You're
Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz. This is just from experience that you need to tell somebody, hey, look, you know, I'm either in a relationship now. Mm-hmm. I'm getting out of one. Mm-hmm. I have no money. Okay, I have a Pinto, you know, or something like that. You need to know. And if you want to be in a relationship, then you're going to have to be able to tolerate those, you know, those little things. They might be a big thing to you, but I'm going to let you know now. You know,
and some people, it's not a big thing.
Well, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know,
and that's who you would probably be more compatible with.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know. Concerned with material things and whatnot.
No, material things are going to be good. You know?
Material things are good.
You want a nice car. You want this, but that should.
But let's not get excessive. You know
well,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Like people,
right?
People just marry for money, and a lot of people divorce because of money too. So right. Yeah, it's a very big issue.
I think it's detrimental also if you just go in it, you know, just
not thinking about it at all.
Not thinking about all those other things like. Mm-hmm. I don't know, example, maybe life insurance and you know, and where we're going to get money to feed our family. Or how are we going to start a family if, mm-hmm. you know, let's get some pets.
Oh, do we
you know,
even have want
some,
a family?
Yeah, exactly. Get some pets and some kids. We have no money, but, you know, that's.
Yes. You know, pets are very expensive.
I think you need to get an education. Mm-hmm. I think you need to experience a lot of things.
Yes.
Because how do you even know? How do you even know if you have no experience with relationships, with life? How do you know that's really what you ultimately want is to go into a relationship with that person? I think that's almost a desperation right there, trying to fill a void.
Yeah, how do you know what you like?
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. If you're just given like one flavor of ice cream and you never taste anything else, how do you know?
And there's a lot of flavors to try.
Yeah, exactly. We won't go into those, but yeah, you need to get everything that you want to do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it doesn't work out that way. It doesn't work out that, okay, I did this in my life. And then I'm going to meet this person.
No.
It doesn't work like that. They could totally foil your plans.
Oh, someone can come when you have.
Exactly.
When your motives are completely different
right.
and they can change your motives.
Yeah,
that's,
right.
you know, the other side
right.
of the coin.
Absolutely.
You know, if it's a special person, then, and you have this certain chemistry that's not just sexual, then, you know, go for it, right?
Right. But you can't force anybody to like you.
No.
That's one thing.
That's true.
You can't change yourself unless you're doing something really, you know, if that person's going to love you regardless, but they might not want to be with you at all.
True.
Because of the things that you do. You can't go out partying and being promiscuous and doing all that. Well, some relationships, you know, they're okay with that, like we talked about before.
Yes, we did talk about.
Yeah.
We talked about a couple that I know
mm-hmm.
that goes out and the woman lets him have, you know, sexual relations with her friends. And, you know, Oz didn't say he's a lucky guy or anything, but a lot of people would say he's a lucky guy.
Well, yeah, I'm sure all the guys out there want to say, you know, like, look, that's a woman. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a woman. Yeah. And, but you know what? That's what suits their relationship. That's what they like, I guess.
Right.
Right.
I mean, there was a long time ago when I thought, you know, that would be the greatest thing. You know, if I had a woman, you know, that when we were in an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I started to feel a little bit used. I felt like a piece of meat. You know, I was like, it was okay. But I said, well, you know, before we even had an open relationship, I said, I don't know if I'm cool with this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
I had an open relationship once, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't work out.
It didn't work out. Would you get married?
No, no, God, no, no, it just didn't. you know.
It sounded ideal.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And I was happy until, you know, I would hear other things. Mm. I was happy with it on my side.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes, yes.
I'm good.
It's all about you.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's all about May. That's okay.
No, but that was quite some time ago. I've since learned, you know,
a couple
more things.
I think Eddie Murphy touched on that one time. Did you see, was it Raw?
Oh.
Eddie Murphy Raw, where he was talking about, you know, the woman saying she wanted to go to Jamaica for a weekend, and the only thing the guy could think about is I'm going to be out here by myself and everything. Doesn't think for once that she could be out there with somebody else.
Never thought of
it. Never thinks about it. You just think about, oh, look at all the things that I can do.
That's funny you say that, because women in marriages, it's learned that they cheat just as much as men. And they are probably just more sneaky about it, but...
More evil.
More conniving. More secretive. But let's get back to...
Okay.
Let's get back to what we consider, what we should be considering before relationships. So we said, you know, we need to know what our motives are. We need to make sure it's not just sexual chemistry, right? When you see the girl in the coffee shop,
it's not just sexual chemistry.
Well,
it's hard to do. To say, well, you know, nothing else is working out. The only thing we're doing is having sex. So we need to just stop this immediately. It's something you know in your heart. It's like, this isn't going to work out, but you know what?
Well, it's fine, like, for now.
You're right, it's fine for now. It's just like cigarettes. You know, I'll quit tomorrow.
Exactly.
I'll do one more week, you know. Just one more time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just,
yeah.
It can be so good that you don't see, you lose track of what's going on.
Until something better comes along.
That's right.
Right?
Until
the person moves.
Sure. Yeah.
Until you move.
Yeah, one of the two.
Or until you just make, you know, you realize I don't see anything in this, and it's not going anywhere.
Right. You have to be at peace with it, though.
Yeah.
You have to make peace with it. I think the point when people get into arguments is that they're not ready to, well, maybe legally they're ready to separate, but they haven't made peace with it. And I think that's when we're talking about, you know, relationships, but separation also.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when, you know what, you're just okay not being together, you know, and both of you are just fine.
Both of you are happy.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, you know, I think you can still be friends. I'm friends with, yeah. I don't mean like I have them over and we hang out, you know. You know, I'm not going to come over to, you know, to my ex-girlfriend's house and hang out with her husband. I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to be friends with my last ex, and phew, that didn't work out either.
You're jealous?
No.
You're not?
No, he is.
Oh, he's, wait a minute. Okay, so you.
No. I'm speaking too much.
No. On a talk show? How dare you? So your ex.
Yes.
You know, I'm kind of interviewing you now. I was going to save this for the show Friday. But you were going over and visiting your ex.
No. No, what happened was my ex and I broke up. I called off the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, when you're breaking up with someone, you also think about all the good times you had, and you think about how this person knows a lot about you, and, you know, they were with you for this amount of time, and they know you intimately. They know you, the way you work and how you, you know.
Right.
And so why not be friends with them? Because they know you so well, and you know them, and you guys do have some fun, you know, but no.
Some fun. Okay.
Until jealousy comes into play and all these other things, it's just not fun anymore.
Usually it's, but yeah.
You know?
I've had some really, really good relationships when I was younger. Oh. And it's just awkward. It's awkward to the point, you know, until the other person gets to know you, but they, you know, like my ex-girlfriend's husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think she stopped talking because, you know, we were really close.
You were.
And she stopped talking to me because I'm sure it was, you know, it's just awkward, of course. And
it comes with the territory, yeah.
Yeah, and you have to be very, very secure. And, you know, it's rare to find someone who's very secure, but then to have three people that are super secure with it.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you know, guess what? You know, I used to, you know, date your wife. And,
yeah.
You know, I think if that was the case for me, that I was in a relationship with someone and they said, hey, you know, I want my ex to hang around, I think I'm fine with it at this point.
Really?
Really, I think so. And if that person, you know, it's just a trust issue. Mm-hmm. And if that person was to do anything or you really suspected and you confronted them, and it's just, it would be over. So you have to be prepared mm-hmm. for something to be over if something happens.
Yes.
You know, instead of hanging on to it for so long and doing the jealousy and the control, and it's just, it doesn't end up well.
It doesn't.
Who should be in a relationship where you're just fighting and doing that all the time?
It's not necessary, folks.
No. You need to go out and you need to do what you need to do. Granted, that it's something that's bettering you. I'm not talking about going out and partying and being promiscuous and doing all that. If you want to do those things, you shouldn't be in the relationship to begin with.
Right.
But you should go out and do the things you want in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need your space. Mm-hmm. You need to go out and do the things that you wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I say, well, it might be best if you did most of the things. You can't do everything in the world before you get married. And so I have nothing left, so I'm going to get married. You know, you just have to.
Like last result.
Right, exactly. This is the last, you know, thing I have to do on my bucket list of things that I need to get rid of. So, well, I might as well, you know, marry this person.
Oh, and then I might as well have a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody else is having a kid.
So.
Yeah. No, I know. It's not necessary, but.
No.
Love is great, though. And.
Yeah, it can be.
It definitely can be. It can also be one of the worst things in the world.
Yes, it is just bittersweet.
One of the most painful things.
Very, very painful. We were talking about that before.
Yeah.
That sometimes you just give so much that it just ruins you, and you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, sometimes people can become very selfless in the mm-hmm. relationship, and they turn into, you know, nothing, kind of.
Yeah.
They give all of their energy and their time and their
even love. Though they know that the other person might not want to have anything to do with them on a certain level,
mm-hmm.
that they're
sometimes,
not happy, that they're not happy with you, and you're trying to get them to like you more.
Are you trying to make them happy?
You're trying to make them happy.
What can I do to make you happy? Can I make you a sandwich? Can I make you...
Yeah, sure. That's okay.
Sandwich would be nice.
Yeah, that's nice once in a while, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. But then when it starts to become expected,
right.
you know, making the lunch and making the dinner. And
right.
Making,
or when they start,
it's not fun anymore.
Expecting you, anything you
expecting.
Do
That's
for yourself,
the word.
Anything you, expecting you to not do things that are better for you to make them happy. And that's just control right there.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Jealousy, though, I would say is, oof.
Yeah.
Probably.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Jealousy
on an example.
Jealousy can really make a person not have fun anymore.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's like
you drive around the parking lot to see if his car is really there.
Oh no. And you know what's funny? I used to be a jealous person
mm-hmm.
and then I had a relationship with a jealous man. And I realized
that's
that
me.
There's no reason, reason, because it's not fun anymore. It's like you can't go out dancing because you are worried that someone's going to look at you and then your guy is going to be questioning you if you looked at him back
mm-hmm.
and you know, why is
you can't even look at anybody or talk to anybody.
You're in a box.
Right. And that's where they want you.
Yeah. And when their friends come around, you can't even interact with their friends.
Right.
You're there to serve popcorn and that's it. Like you cannot talk or have a say.
And their friends can't look at you.
Oh God, forget that.
But he can sit there and brag about how hot you are and how beautiful, you know, and how great you are. But, you know, you can't look at my woman.
Oh yeah. No. And then if a man if their friend tries to, you know, engage you in the conversation, it's just, Like, what are you talking to her for?
Mm-hmm.
But not.
Well, he's making moves on you.
He never said that. See, that's the thing.
Right?
No.
That's the impression.
That's what guys think.
That's what guys think.
Why?
Well, because that's the same thing that that guy who's saying that he's making a move on you, that's the same thing he would do. It's just talking about looking at a jealous, you know, dating a jealous guy.
See, this is the guy's world. I don't know about this stuff. I just enjoy conversation.
Okay.
That's all I do.
We can keep it simple or we could go into like...
Tell me about the secrets. Tell me about this.
Well, the guy knows. A guy knows. A guy is very decisive in very many things. Most guys.
Okay.
They're very decisive. Uh-huh. Okay? And a guy knows when another guy is, you know, he might not act like it.
Are you sure, Oz?
I'm pretty sure.
They know when a guy is trying.
They think they know.
They think they know. Okay,
that a guy is hitting on you, okay? Because the guy that's talking to you, it could be anybody. And is what is that guy doing? Not talking, okay? Mm-hmm. Trying to make a move on my girl.
Okay.
Because that's the same thing he did last week.
Okay.
And he would do it
fine
again.
If that was the case, which, you know, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I'm sure it happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the woman, how is the woman automatically supposed to know that, number one? And number two, why is the boyfriend so sure that he's going to get her? Like, why is it? Why does he turn angry?
It's a threat.
Okay.
It's an absolute threat.
Okay.
Because he's insecure.
Okay. Thank you.
It comes down to the simplicity of a guy being secure or not.
Mm-hmm.
He's afraid he's going to lose. He's going to lose.
Uh-huh.
It's competition.
Why would he be afraid if he's offering so many good things to the relationship and they're happy and
enjoying themselves?
And then all of a sudden,
Why is she going talking to somebody else?
Why? Okay.
It's a threat. Anything is a threat. And like you said, you got to, guys, they won't admit this, but you got to keep it in a box.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep everything secure.
And you have to kind of take your emotions out for a minute and look at it in a, you know, in a logical way and say, okay, this man is talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
She is out of being polite, talking back.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she likes to add something to the conversation. She's the only, you know, girl here. And, or maybe there's another, how about this? If there's another girl there,
mm-hmm,
and a guy is talking, does it automatically make it okay?
Well,
how weird. I know you're going to say, yeah. That is just weird.
Yeah, I mean.
Because there's another girl there, then a guy can talk to your girlfriend, and that's okay.
Right, right. That's
weird
okay.
stuff, man.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I think I've asked a lot of guys, you know, what we think. They're not going to, they won't come out because of, you know, this day and age. You know, it makes you sound like such an idiot.
What?
You know, when you come out and say, oh, I'm a jealous guy and everything, you know, I'm just, but I'm not. It's just, that's the way it is.
Unless you're John Lennon.
Well, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm just a jealous guy. But like I said, it's the insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And reason being, it goes back, way back to a time where you trusted a girl and she went out and she slept with somebody else.
Wow.
It only takes one time before you're bitter.
You're right. No, yeah, you're like
bitter.
I told you, I was
right.
jealous before.
Right.
And that did happen to me before.
Right.
I was cheated on by someone who I love very much.
You take it out on everybody else. Because
yeah.
you don't want to get hurt.
That's so
Nobody
true.
Wants to get hurt, but
yeah, like you're going
exactly.
into it.
You're defensive.
Already. Very defensive, guarded and
insecure.
Insecure. And you know, it's understandable, but it just really messes up everything.
Oh, yeah,
and
exactly.
then, you know, at first, it's kind of like nice to have someone be jealous. Like,
I'm
being honest. Like,
because that's your insecurity right
yeah.
there.
And
yeah.
And then, all of a sudden, it's not so fun anymore.
No.
It's just,
no.
It's like, get a grip and calm down, you know? And maybe this was supposed to happen, but, you know, after I had that jealous guy, I really, really kind of like
let
got
go.
Rid of all my jealous
mm-hmm.
issues.
You let it go.
Because I saw how it.
You get tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
You get so tired.
Yeah.
of the same thing mm-hmm. over and over and over again. You don't get a different result doing the same, going through the same thing.
Or thinking the same way.
Thinking the same way. Mm-hmm. You really got to, if that person, okay, you got to be open. I mean, that's just number one. You got to have an open and honest relationship. And if the other person is going to do something, they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, nobody wants to be hurt. And you're not going to stop that person, but all you can do is distance yourself.
Yeah.
You know, distance yourself away from it. Just go into the relationship. If you go into the relationship totally honest,
mm-hmm.
and then you minimize all those things from happening.
Yeah.
I think so. You know, I know where my girlfriend is or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's going to go do something, well, then she's going to do it. You know, then she's not happy with me. And
if she goes and does it, then screw her.
Exactly. That's just right there. That's just a signal that it's done. It's over.
In my book, that's true too.
Yeah, like, it's done.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have to be mean about it.
But
you know?
Some people say therapy would work with,
right.
You know, because why is that someone cheating anyways?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's some sort of disconnect.
Right.
And I think that efforts should be made to try and you know, make the connection again. If you can't, then you tried. Right?
I don't know. I think...
this kind of squishy
yeah,
right here.
Yeah, I think once it's...
Once it's broken,
once
it's broken.
Once it's broken, it's broken. Because you're always going to harbor some kind of... grudge, and even though you work through it and you go through therapy, there's going to be times where it comes up. You could be talking about, you know, dirty socks on the floor, and the next thing is, you know, I remember what you did 15 years ago, and do you remember what you said? You're always trying to one-up that person.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you're totally secure with it and just said, oh, that was a long time ago, you know, I'll learn to live with it, and that's fine.
So this is interesting because it kind of brings up the question, would you rather know or not know? Like, if somebody cheated on you and they feel like they should tell you, would you want to know?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make anything better.
No, I agree.
That doesn't make anything better. I'd rather not know.
Yeah.
Unless there was something physical that, you know, I was in danger of. Or something.
It's kind of easy to tell, though, if someone's cheated on you.
Well, because there's a disconnect between between the two of you.
It's very obvious.
Yeah. You know, and people start to be blinded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they're just working too hard or, you know, they're going off doing something and they're not paying attention.
Yeah. Well,
but I'd rather not know. I don't want to know
mm-hmm.
every single detail of everything that, I mean, how is that good? I mean, I think that tends to give you a little bit more. If I know everything, then I'll be in more control.
Yeah, all these, you know? questions.
I don't want to know at all. I don't want to know what they did, you know, in the church.
I just want to know if you're coming for dinner. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
I mean, the simple, if you did or not, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's not very simple, Oz.
Well, no, it can be simple.
Really?
It can be simple. If I find out that you did, okay, that's simple because it's done.
Uh-huh. Oh, that kind of simple.
It's simple, yeah, because sometimes you just wish that you'd come home and
uh-huh.
there they would be,
yeah,
you know, in your bed.
Mm-hmm.
It would make things very, very easy.
Yeah.
It would make things very, very easy mm-hmm. just to be able to break off. And I remember my best friend, who's usually, I'm usually giving him advice a lot, uh-huh. a lot of advice. And one time... that I had an on and off girlfriend and she was actually dating someone else, right?
Did he know this?
My friend?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean it was obvious.
Right.
It was open.
It was kind of an open thing. It was an open thing between us too.
Oh wow.
You know, and then she was worried about, you know, if she was pregnant or not. And I was very conflicted, and then I asked my friend, what do I do? And he goes, well, it's simple.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Done.
Done.
Done deal.
Done.
You don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
You know, and that might sound really harsh.
Mm-hmm.
you know, but if someone's going to go out and do something like that.
That's harsh too.
Yeah. You don't put everything on, you know, in the world on your shoulders and expect to fix everything. You know, that person's going to be, they're going to be their own person and there's nothing you can do about it. There's just, you just let them go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and
some people might not agree. Some people might say, you know, maybe you can work on it really hard. And I think if you have to work at a relationship too hard, it's not gonna stay together. It's so unstable.
Right.
Yeah. And why are you making it work? You know, in the end, to say, well, it worked.
Yeah, you know, it's not supposed to be that hard.
No. Like you said, you just. It's not fun anymore.
Nah, that is so important.
You're not happy. It's not fun, but you, because you have a relationship and people need that relationship. And that's why I tell people.
To feel comfort.
To feel self-fulfilled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
I get it. I get why people, you know, jump into relationships. And it's really sad because I have a friend. She is a very independent woman. She's very beautiful. She's, you know, she's fun. She like goes to a bunch of sporting events, I hear all the time. And her guy is living with her and he doesn't support anything. And he is talking to another woman and they have an open relationship. And I don't know what kind of spell he put on her, but I would have that guy out the door. You know what I mean? Like, what are you contributing to this relationship? Tell me right now. And then maybe I'll let you stay.
Yeah, I know people like that too.
Yeah?
You know,
so sad.
The person, you know, she's working two jobs and overtime all the time while the guy sits at home and drinks beer.
Oh my God.
She says, well, he's so good to me. Well, yeah, he wants you to bring him more beer and more money. He wants you to go out and.
Oh my goodness.
You know, I think it's a lot of self-esteem. A lot of abandonment issues. And
that's always how it seems. There's a lot of issues that have to do with childhood, abandonment, and just not ever being told that you're worth so much more than, you know, than you think. Because a lot of people have self-esteem issues, especially because of the media and what they portray as like beautiful. And if you don't look like that, then you don't think you are beautiful. And a lot of women have that problem, but I guess guys have that problem too. When it comes to like the money stuff, that whole thing about finances and all of that, it gets kind of squishy because in my opinion, a guy, it would be nice for him. Well, you know, I prefer a guy that knows what he wants, is, you know, working towards a goal at all times, is just
not going to give him a break.
No breaks. No.
you're gonna leave him if he says I'm gonna take a semester off.
No, well, just
I just
you
don't
know
what I want to do. You're out of here.
Well, no, just like work, whether it be, you know, just working on a book or just something that
progressing.
Yes, progressing in some way.
Right, right.
And you know, watching TV, that's cool. You know, watching a couple shows, but for me, I don't really like that.
Right.
I like something that's, you know, the active part of it is something.
You don't like to sit at home and like watch TV once in a while?
I try. I really do. I try. I like to watch, you know, Discovery Channel sometimes and stuff, but
do you get restless?
I do. Like I get super restless and I want to just go do things and maybe that's my problem. You know, maybe that's a problem, but
why is that a problem?
Exactly. I don't know.
It's inherent. You know, I mean, it's just you have that in you. It's you know, you call it motivation or what? You know, you want more out of life.
Yeah, I don't.
You know, it doesn't mean your relationships can't be very, very good. You just have to have somebody compatible.
That's the thing.
You know.
Yeah, I dated this one guy, and he every day liked to sit in bed and watch TV like every day at, you know, 7 p.m. That's when the shows came on and it would be going on until, you know, till bedtime. And I couldn't do that. My body was even telling me, Heather, stop. Like it went, May, stop.
Your stage name.
My stage name. So DJ May, stop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, it was, my body was telling me, get out of the bed and just proceed.
You think it would be a good idea when you lie there in bed, okay, to lie there longer, and you just can't.
Oh, my
gosh. I just
gosh.
Can't do it. I was like, you know what? I have the day off. I did that this morning. I don't have to be anywhere until 2 p.m., and I'm up at 7 p.m. You know what? The good thing would be if I went back to sleep. And I just can't. I get on the internet and I get on my MacBook.
Your brain starts waking up.
What do I need to do today? And that's just mm-hmm. that's just like me. I'm just always moving, always doing something.
Mm-hmm. You know, me too.
You know. And then when I watch TV for 20 minutes, I feel like a bum.
You know, and that is something, because balance is important.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
And I get overexhausted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm doing too much, and then I get sick. You can tell I have a cold right now. Doing, you know, too many things. And so that's maybe my lesson to, you know, maybe chill out a little bit more and relax.
Whatever you do, it's okay.
Yes.
You know?
That's true. And it's,
you have everything implemented. You're going to school.
Mm-hmm.
You're busy.
Yes. Very busy.
And you're on track.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'd like to think so.
You deserve a day where you say, I'm not doing anything. This weekend, I did nothing to do with school.
Uh-huh.
Nothing to do with that, because I'm pretty much, I thought I was ahead until I found out that I didn't need to do two more units of something. But now I'm in a panic. I was way ahead of everything.
But I bet you like that challenge just a little bit.
Well, kind of, yeah. Now I just know I might not graduate this semester, but that's okay.
Oh.
But you know what? Whatever it is, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a bad thing. And then I take two more units of internship and next semester.
Well, that's a really positive outlook.
You know, I'm not going to walk until May anyway. So what's
True.
The difference?
That's good. Good job, Oz. I like your thinking.
Yeah.
I like the way you think. Some people are just like, oh, so negative Nancy. Or
initially,
negative
initially, yes. When my counselor came up and told me, hey, you know, you need to do two more units. And I said, I just deflated. I was like, oh, no. And then I stop and I gather myself and I say, all right, Oz, it's all right.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, everything's worked out to this so far. This will work out too. Everybody's so afraid of failure and.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so, but mm-hmm. you know, everything is going to be okay. I saw this video on YouTube on John Cleese, you know, John Cleese from Monty Python,
mm-hmm.
and that, yeah. And if you watch it, it's on creativity. You know, he's talking about, you know, you work hard and everything, but you need that playtime, and mm-hmm. that's when you're most creative, because whatever you do, and when you're playing, everything is okay. There's no such thing as a mistake.
Yes.
You know, and then you get back to what you were doing, mm-hmm. you know, but you need that playtime. You need that rest to where you say, you know what, today I am doing nothing. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to eat candy corn ice cream.
Candy corn ice cream?
Yesterday. I said, you know what, I got to go to Baskin Robbins. And I had some candy corn ice cream and I'm just going to forget about it. But
was it good?
Oh, yeah, it was so good. It's a new flavor to Baskin Robbins. It looks gross, but it's so good. And But in the back of my mind, everything is still going. Everything is on track of what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just, it becomes, everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the same thing with relationships, too. Whatever happens, don't be so scared. It's okay.
Yeah.
And if that person wants to go off and go do something that is bad for your relationship, and when I say bad for the relationship, I don't mean just because you don't like what that person's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like that person getting a tattoo. You don't like that person talking to someone. And, you know, you want to rein them in and do that's, you shouldn't be in that relationship.
Right.
You need to check yourself and just let it go.
Yeah.
Just let it go. And I think that's relationships about just letting things go.
Well, that's what a lot of people seem to be doing, because, you know, the divorce rate is much higher and people are maybe this is way too extreme for me to say, but people are looking at divorce like it's just a horrible thing. And
right.
I, unfortunately or fortunately, don't see it like that, because people tend to remarry within 5 years after that. So even though the divorce rate is high, people are still seeking a person that they're more compatible with.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have people divorcing over money, over, you know, they weren't meant to be together anyways. If you're going to be with someone because of money, and if you guys can't handle a financial struggle, then what are you guys together for?
Right, exactly.
Really. Like, that's
you
so
should be,
immature.
You should be working towards those goals together.
Yeah, and coming up with solutions and not fighting about it.
Well, it's just the insecurity factor there.
It's true.
You know, and I think divorce, look at it as a fresh start. You know, what's wrong with that? You know,
no, I agree.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's not the end of the world. You're just nullifying that piece of paper. You know, and yes, you're going to have memories and everything like that and good times. And, well, you know, if that person doesn't want to be with you and you don't want to be with that person, then just be happy and go your separate ways.
Yeah.
And people are scared. People are so scared that I'm going to be alone.
Yeah.
But somebody's leaving me. That's why they have to. I got to hold this relationship together so I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
If that isn't the definition of insecurity, I don't know what is.
Yeah. I agree, Oz. Yeah. I totally agree. So let's take a little break. We haven't taken one of those in a really long time. But when we get back, we're going to touch on the things that people are attracted to about other people, or how what makes people compatible.
Oh.
Yes. So you're all listening to The Seed. And I'm DJ May, and that's DJ Oz. And that's we've been talking about relationships. It's
seeds,
been very fun.
Seeds of life.
The seed. Laugh.
Very fitting.
Okay.
I'm not laughing.
Okay, we'll
I'm
be
happy,
right back.
I'm joyful.
Yay. Let's see. Here's a very joyful song for you. Yeah.
Yellow diamonds in the light. And we're standing side by side. As a shadow crosses my. What it takes to come.
Hi, everybody. We're back. You're listening to The Seed on radio.dominican.edu, and I'm DJ May here with DJ Oz. We've been talking about relationships and kind of how we feel about them. And we're kind of just going to talk about physical attraction, mental attraction, spiritual connections, and intellectual connection. And we were talking about Angelina Jolie because I was saying how the funny thing is that a lot of women think that they need to be beautiful for a man to date them. And in reality, beauty is so much different than attraction. They're actually two different parts of the brain that get stimulated.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was just one part of the brain.
No. When you're looking at a picture of a beautiful woman, right, your left side of the brain gets stimulated. Mm-hmm. When you look at a woman that you're attracted to and that you love, like you just feel that deep connection automatically, you're working your right side of the brain. And nobody knows why or how you pick, but that's just what happens. And I was saying how I think Angelina is amazing. Angelina Jolie, love her. And Oz over here is saying how...
I don't agree with that same
point. Yeah, he doesn't like Angelina.
I don't. Maybe it's just because I just hear about her every single day, how awesome she is.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I just think she's cool, man. I'm sure she is.
I'm not saying anything bad. So it's not saying anything so bad about her and everything.
You just think she's over...
I think she's just way over the top with her acting. I'm not talking about her as a person and, you know, her humanitarian and everything she's done. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just way beyond what most people do. You know, I mean, so I applaud her for that. And
yeah.
I'm sure she's an awesome person. But it's the same thing. It's like saying, I don't like a certain genre of music. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean it's no good.
Right.
It's just not for. It's just
you're
not.
Just not attracted
me. I'm just not attracted to her. Not saying like a.
And
saying,
that is...
If she came in the room when I was doing the show and I was alone with her, you know, that would be a different story. I would change. No, you're my favorite actor. I swear. You know, so you just have to get to know some. You just have to get to know somebody.
Don't you think it's so mysterious how she like carried that vial of blood?
That was creepy. Her and Billy Bob.
Her and Billy Bob, they had one heck of a romance going on. They're carrying each other's blood around each other's neck.
That's one thing I don't understand either.
What, Billy Bob?
Yeah, I love Sling Blade, but I don't get that. And that's another thing. It has to be, I mean, was that really like a super, it had to be a super physical attraction.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you
think
about
Billy
Bob?
I think they were spiritually connected as well. Well, I mean, yeah, that whole blood thing. There's a lot to be said about carrying a vial of blood around.
Yeah, but you had to get to know somebody really well before you did that, right?
Yes.
They didn't do that on their first date.
Well, it's very passionate, that's for sure.
Oh, my.
That's beyond lust. That is like
saying that you were a part of me and we're going to show everybody how and...
Oh, yeah. They were all over each other.
How long were they together?
Oh, I don't know.
4 months? I don't know.
I think it's like a year over a year.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Oh, yeah, right?
That's a long time.
So long. A year. A year is when you actually figure out whether you...
Do you think so?
That's what I say. I say you give it a year.
Is that the magic number, a year?
A year because... They say the honeymoon phase is 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, that's when reality hits. And if you guys are extremely happy within that time, then I think you have a shot. That's what I would say.
Okay. So what do you do?
It's hard to say the actual number of, months.
Yeah, exactly.
But
you think this is it. There's no more turbulence. Everything's good. And we know each other really well.
Well, if you don't have that much turbulence within a year and when reality is sinking in and you are just enjoying each other past the year, I think it's worth a shot.
I heard it was like 5 years.
5 years could be true too. I mean, I'm just saying to go on with the relationship.
Oh, you cut it off at that time?
Well, if it's kind of
just not there, so you think you wasted a year?
No wasting. No, you take things with you on what you like, what you right. don't like, and ooh, there's no wasting.
That's harsh.
Well, so it's
just
true.
So you just cut that poor guy off.
No, it's just like if you're not having fun, I don't know.
It's just not.
Life is not all about fun, okay? But if I'm going to be with somebody and they're going to be with me all the time.
I see you're very outgoing.
And I.
He goes, I'm tired. I just want to lay here for 15 minutes. And you're like, no.
I would respect that. And I'd be like, okay, I'm going to go in my other room and I'm going to. I'm going to go into my woman cave.
Start the hourglass. There you go. You're going to start the stopwatch and you're going to give him some time. That's good.
I'll give him time and then bing. Let's go. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, there you go.
No.
Subconsciously, you said very controlling.
Man. No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. This is what I'm going to do.
No.
I'm going to let you have your 15 minutes.
Yes.
I'm going to go into the other room, and when I come out, you better be
raring to go, boy. No, I'm just kidding. Not at all. Okay, that's not good. It. But I do like to have, I like to be with someone who enjoys going out and doing things, mm-hmm. not all the time, but.
Well, yeah, exactly. Just have.
Playing a board game. What's wrong with a board game?
Oh, it's an indoor thing. That's fine.
Oh, indoor. I mean, yeah. All of it is fun.
Well, right? It depends on what kind of board game you're playing.
Do you like Monopoly?
I love Monopoly.
I think Monopoly is fun.
Yeah, I'm more of a chess person, but it's kind of hard to sit there and play.
Chess is good.
Yeah, I play a lot. I play a lot of chess, but I don't see a relationship. It might, you know, some people might be totally into that. That might get them, you know, entice the other person.
Well, if it's raining out and, you know, you guys are just sitting there.
It's too competitive.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, my not Monopoly might be worse.
That's true. The whole money
thing. People get divorced over Monopoly. You think I'm kidding?
Oh my gosh, Oz, we're totally out of time right now.
Oh,
it's 3:00.
Boom.
Okay.
We're just having so much fun on the show. We got to continue this on Friday.
Yeah, because we didn't talk about mental attraction, spiritual. We didn't talk about any of that. So
I kind of just started babbling, like I said I would. I apologize.
Okay, well that's fine. We're gonna continue it on Friday on your show. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay, good.
On ProTrack Central, 10 a.m.
Very good.
DJ Oz, Friday.
10 a.m. on Friday.
Friday.
And I'm going to be a guest.
That's right.
Woohoo. Okay, well, thank you all for listening today. And that wraps it up. You've been listening to The Seed on radio.dominican.edu. And I am DJ May signing off. Thank you. Bye-bye. Say something.